Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Earl Blumenauer has spent the last 7 years in Congress peddling an idea whose time has finally come. A $20 a month federal tax credit for commuters who bike to work. The Oregon Democrat, founder of the Congressional Bike Caucus, saw his bike bill become law as part of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. But no thanks to the Oregon Democrat, he voted against the bailout and his own bill. Earl Blumenauer joins me by phone from Washington. Congressman, thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure.
So how does it work? You bike to work and you get a savings on your tax?
Well, currently, the tax code enables an employer to favor people who drive to work by giving them free parking, a value of over $2,400 a year, and it's not a taxable benefit. You can get a transit pass and get over $100 a month tax-free. But if you are burning calories instead of fossil fuel, that all comes out of your own pocket. And if your employer would give you some money to offset the cost, that would be taxable to you. We've changed the law, finally, so that the employer can give you $240 a year tax-free to offset the real costs of bike commuting. It's much less expensive than driving a car, but it's not free. Bicycles cost money. There's bicycle maintenance. Some people need shower facilities, or I'm from Portland, Oregon, where it rains all the time, so we need rain gear. All of these would be eligible expenses that the employer could offset with no tax consequences to the bike commuter.
And it was your bill.
It was indeed.
Now, Congressman, you opposed the bailout bill, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm. So you voted for the bicycle commuter tax credit before you voted against it.
You could say that, yes. And each time that it passed the House, it actually passed the House five different times. It was part of important energy provisions that I've worked for dealing not just with bicycles, but with solar and wind energy, for instance. But they didn't add to the deficit. They were paid for, as the term goes. This massive addition to the bailout bill added $100 billion to the deficit. And frankly, I didn't feel comfortable with the bailout provisions because, as it was being explained to Congress and the American public, it was too much for the wrong people to do the wrong things. So I ended up voting against a bill that contained some things that I have fought hard for.
How many members of the Congressional Bike Caucus?
Well, we have over 200 members now. It's bike partisan, I will say. It has both Republican and Democratic members. And we are promoting sound policies for improving cycling.
Boy, if you put a Democrat and a Republican on a bike built for two, it'd be one of the few times they'd actually be going in the same direction.
Well said. Well, we find actually that everybody has a bike story. It's been fun. I started the bike caucus when I went back there because it was pretty partisan, not very pleasant at times. But when we worked together on cycling legislation, it wasn't so much red state, blue state, liberal, conservative. We were able to find Republicans who would work with us. For instance, in the last transportation bill, we had a Safe Routes to School program, two-thirds of $1 billion to help kids be able to walk and bike safely to school on their own, which is helping to fight childhood obesity, traffic congestion around schools, and obviously save energy.
Boy, it gives new meaning to the idea of pedaling power on Capitol Hill.
Absolutely.
Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer is the founder of the Congressional Bike Caucus and the principal sponsor of the Bicycle Commuter Tax Credit.